Well, then you've got what could be, if this plays out the way it looks, and no one can predict at this point, the old Detroit Cardinals challenge, which harkens back to 1968 when a guy named Mickey Lolis came out of nowhere, not really so much Denny McClain, and shut down the Cardinals and brought them back from the brink of death, if you will. Most people would say Detroit has the edge if that happens. They have the better pitching as well. How do you see the particular matchups between Detroit and the Mets and Detroit and the Cardinals?
Well, I think the American League, they won the last 8 straight World Series games. Now, that doesn't mean that you're that much better, but the All-Star game, as we all know, it gives you a distinct advantage if you get to play at home. Most of the American League teams are built about around their DH. So obviously the American League, if it does go 7 games in a World Series, would get to play and use their DH at home 4 times. So that's a huge advantage for them. You know, once again, you have Kenny Rogers. I mean, here's a guy. I get a little misled by radar guns. I mean, I was watching the game he pitched against the Yankees. They had him at 93 miles per hour. Well, you know, the only way he could throw 93 miles per hour is if he drove down the highway in a car, going 92 miles per hour and toss it out the window. But it doesn't mean he doesn't know how to pitch. But he's on a roll. And, you know, once again, I think there's an age-old thing. And you would know it as a guy that used to kick field goals. Does success build confidence or does confidence build success? And I think it just varies from individual to individual, from team to team. You know, if you went back 10 days, 12 days ago and said to the Tigers, you think you can beat the Yankees after the way they played the last 2-3 weeks, the last month of the season, they'd go, gee, we really don't know. But again, in a short series, and that's what the World Series will be, the Tigers are a very good ball club. You know, if you go back to, 68, McClain wins 31 games, but anybody that ever saw Mickey Lolich pitch, he pitched, I think, over 350 innings. I saw him pitch 2 back-to-back 2 games where he maybe threw 1 or 2 pitches in the middle of the plate in 18 innings. So this guy was a masterful guy. He's left-handed. It gives you a distinct advantage, just as Kenny Rogers is. So, the Tigers, they have Verlander, who's young. This is his first full year in the major league. So, the extra days are probably going to help him. You know, whether it'll help his command, I don't really know. But just think about it. If the Cardinals would win tonight, Chris Carpenter is not going to pitch till the 3rd game of the World Series, and that's going to be a distinct disadvantage for Tony La Russa if the Cardinals win.
Well, I like your analysis for that. Let's look at Chris Carpenter and what he brings to the game with John Main. Both of them have pitched reasonably well. Carpenter has certainly been efficient as well. What about this next matchup, and who would you give the edge to?
Well, Carpenter won the Cy Young Award last year. I saw Chris in the American League. He had all kinds of arm problems. He can pitch inside. He's got a pitch that not too many pitchers have, which is a big overhand curveball. John Main actually came out of the Oriole organization. I did a number of his games last year, and he could not command the ball away to left-handers. He was much better in. This year he's pitched pretty well, pretty much went to the bullpen until you had the injuries to Pedro Martinez and El Duque. But the bottom line is, if they can get 5 innings out of John Main in New York tonight and he can keep them in the ballgame, they're going to go to the bullpen. And what's going to happen is Carpenter's going to be a guy that's going to pitch 6 to 8 innings, somewhere in that range. And, I think that Tony La Russa knows he'd love to win. He does not want this to go 7 games, and they're going to try to win tonight. And they have arguably one of the best pitchers in the National League going for the Cardinals. And, John Main, good stuff, but he's very, very young, and he doesn't have the kind of experience that Chris Carpenter has.